the following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
And once again, happy Saturday and welcome back to Action Club Saturday, the Classic in Highmore, the Hyde County Memorial Auditorium, 7 games down, 1 to go. Brian Oakman here for Darren Boyle this evening, and on behalf of Big Daddy Dave Williams and the new guy, Dustin Stortzum, who covered 4 games on KPLO and KMLO earlier today. This is the one that hopefully will be a good, solid nightcap. Should be a good ball game, and the Highmore Herald Pirates, who have been playing better, winning 5 out of 6, coming in with a record of 8-6 on the season. They take on a team that has been very consistent all season long in the 11-2 Burke Cougars. The Cougars are second seeded right now in Region 6B out of 10 teams. Highmore Herald trying to improve upon a number 7 seed out of 10 in Region 2B. As we talk about this one, our pregame show brought to you by the Potsdam State Farm Insurance Agency in Pierre. And the pregame includes the players, or I should say the keys to success, which are sponsored by May Adam Law Firm as well. We did have a quick conversation with Coach Scott Pekarek of the Highmore Herald Pirates before this contest, before the previous game. And the big concern that he's got with the Burke Cougars, a trio of very talented guards, as Burke will run a lot of their offense through those three guards. And one in particular, and Bryce Frank, is the guy that Highmore Herald going to need to know where he is at all times. And that's one of the things, especially the defensive challenge for Highmore Herald, is containing those three guards. I think if you can, as Burke will try to use those guys off of the perimeter, of course they can shoot from the outside, but I think they just generate a lot of offense, which is obviously going to be key for the Cougars as well. But we'll see what Burke can do, if they've got to kick it out or if they can get that extra pass underneath. Maybe some high percentage shots to the guys in the middle as well for Burke. We'll see what they're capable of doing. Burke, as we mentioned, just walked in during that last game, so we didn't have an opportunity to talk to their head coaches on what they expect in this game tonight. But we expect Burke to be the favored team in this one. But again, watch out for that Pirate team if you're the Cougars, because Highmore Herald, with a little bit of confidence coming in, winning 5 of their last 6. They last played on Tuesday night this past week. They defeated Sunshine Bible 60-22, as Burke is coming in winning their last 4. And their last game was just 2 nights ago with a win over a pretty good team from Marty Indian School, 78-54, the final in favor of the Cougars on that one. So those are keys to success. They're sponsored by May Adam Law Firm here in our Potsdam State Farm pregame show. Let's take a 60-second break. Starting lineups coming up next in the boys' game. Highmore, Herald, and Burke coming up on KPLO-FM.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Let's give you the starting lineups here in our Potsdam State Farm pregame show. The boys' game, the nightcap of the Action Club Classic, coming right up here. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play. John Neff is in studio. The starting lineups are brought to you by Avera Orthopedics in Pierre. For the visiting Burke Cougars tonight, talked about those three guards, talented as they are. Ben Witt, the senior at 6 feet. Bryce Frank at 6'4" and a senior. Also Reed Benter, a 6'2" sophomore. They'll try to feed inside of Nick Nelson at times, a junior at 6'2" forward. Brogan Glover, a 6'2" senior, in the forward spot as well. For Burke, with Witt, Frank, Benter, Nelson, and Glover. Their head coach is Clayton Steele, assisted by Dave Indahl. For the Highmore Herald Pirates, your Avera Orthopedics starting lineups include Grady Asby, a 5'11 senior at one guard spot, Carter Lamont, a 6'2 senior, and Peyton McDonald at 5'10. He is a senior, a three-guard setup. Let's add a fourth guard in there, too. Trayton Knox is a 6'4 junior. The man in the middle is Trake Cowan, a 6'4 sophomore for the Highmore Herald Pirates, and their 8-6 record. Head coach is Scott Bakarik, assisted by Cole Hamlin. Starting lineups from Avera Orthopedics in Pierre. We'll hear from them, and we'll also hear from the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, our Law on the Court, and the opening tip coming up next here on KPLO.
At Avera Health Plans, we know your ag business is vital to South Dakota, and affordable health insurance is essential to running that business. As your health insurance partner, we'll help to lighten the load of managing these expenses in an uncertain market. We're dedicated to rural health care with extensive preventative care services that are good for communities. We'll work with you to create a plan that's both affordable and effective so your employees have the coverage they need when they need it. You don't have to wait. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
You've received a call or text message indicating there's a problem with your cell phone, your taxes, your Medicare benefits, or your utilities. And the only way to get it cleared up is to either put funds on a gift card or send cash. All of these are scams designed to obtain your hard-earned funds. Contact the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 1-800-300-1986. Another red flag is the call or text comes in after work hours or on the weekend. Don't become a victim. Let Consumer Protection do some checking for you before you send any funds.
And welcome back once again. The Hyde County Memorial Auditorium, site of the annual Hyde County Action Club Classic. Seven games in. If we get an opportunity, we'll run down those scores. But the one that just finished up in the girls' game, Highmore Herald defeating Phillip 53-34. Phillip basketball on KPLO, by the way, sponsored by First National Bank, Kennedy Implement, and Phillip Motors in Phillip. Pirates will win the opening tip, which is sponsored also by Riverview Chevrolet and Buick in Oklahoma. Stop in for a test drive or an oil change. They'll treat you like family. Read more about it at RiverviewFamily.com. Pirates left to right in home white. And the drive from Carter Lamont, up no good. Rebound pulled down by the Burke Cougars as they'll rein in a three on the top of the key from Brogan Glover. That'll be the first basket of this one. And we are underway in boys basketball. Pirates, again in home white with the red numbers and trim. Burke is in navy blue and silver, moving from right to left. As you watch this one on the KPLO page of drgnews.com, screen and roll. The Pirates working underneath. Nice pass from Trey Knox to Trake Cowan, and Cowan will go to the free throw line. And our first whistle puts Brogan Glover up on the board with his first personal foul. Ball got away in the corner. So a bit of a delay. By the way, our Law on the Court tonight, same as the first game. Jordan Opp, Chris Frerichs, and Darren Lauren, they are our game officials. Our Law on the Court, sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and their Division of Consumer Protection. Thanks to all game officials for doing what is oftentimes a thankless job in officiating high school sports. Cowan. Second free throw is good. First three to the Cougars. Next two from the line for the Highmore Herald Pirates. We got a 3-2 game underway. Right to left comes Burke. Here's a fake and a drive. Left side with a right hand. It's up and in for Reed Benter. Nice move there as the Cougars lead by 3-5-2. Lamont takes it across the timeline. We'll give it back to Asby. Grady goes far side of the pass to Peyton McDonald. Patiently looking, hesitation, up and under as Trayton Knox had it. And his pass was stolen underneath. And as Cowan is trying to get it back, he'll reach in and foul. Nick Nelson, who had that steal, saw the pass coming. So a takeaway here for the Cougars, and it's 5-2 Burke as they look to add. Two losses on the season for Burke. And a dribble lost out of bounds, but knocked away by McDonald. It'll stay with the Cougars. Burke lost one game very early in the season to Platte Geddes. And without looking at their schedule, can't quite remember who their more recent loss to. They're coming off a four-game win streak right now. Bryce Frank, unable to hit from three-point range. Pirates looking to get another bucket down, but the pass in the inside misses its mark, and it is stolen. Taken away by Ben Witt. Here's Benter for three, left wing, no good. Backside rebound down to Nelson, and another opportunity. And a nice pass up and in for the finish as Brogan Glover give the assist to Ben Witt. Five in a row here for Burke. They lead by five. It's seven. Make it four in a row. They lead 7-2. First shot of the night fell with a three-pointer. There's a free throw line. Kiss off the glass. Jumper good for Peyton McDonald. Pirates within three again. 5.5 minutes to go. Quarter number one. Here in Highmore. Lob pass on the backside. Alley-oop. It's up and in. Nice job there with hang time from Bryce Frank. Give another dish. Dish and a dime to Ben Witt. 9-4 here. There's a scoop for McDonald. Well done. Peyton McDonald in traffic. Fought his way through. Got the scoop. Cougars quickly up the floor. Witt underneath. And the extra pass across. And the reverse is good for Nelson. At a foul. And a chance at a three-point play for Nick Nelson. Burke off to a quick start here. 5 out of 7 on the floor as Trey Knox will pick up a foul. His first. Nelson's free throw is good. 3-point play complete. 12-6 Cougars. Highmore Herald will look to push the issue. It'll be interesting, I think, to see if Highmore Herald, it looks like they want to play a little fast pace, but can they play 32 minutes at the pace that maybe Burke will be playing. Pass to the wing here. High arcing three. Lamont, no good, but it's kept alive by Knox and an offensive rebound. This Highmore Herald will get another opportunity underneath. Cowan falling away. Shot will not go. Rebound is down to Frank. And here come the Cougars again. Far side, they'll swing it over here to the near side. Nelson on the move, and the drive here no good. Asby saves it, and it's knocked back away by Nelson. So the Pirates able to withstand the charge there. Highmore Herald with the basketball, trailing by six as we hit the four-minute mark of quarter number one. Three ball from the left wing, a line drive, taken on the run by Witt off of the miss, and Witt will go the distance. And a timeout is needed by Coach Scott Pekarek and the Highmore Herald Pirates. 3:52 to go, first quarter, 14-6. We'll take a full timeout with them, so we'll pause for 60 seconds. This Agtegra timeout, we're back with more high school basketball, KPLO.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with four senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Don't miss the 5th annual production sale of CK Cattle and Wagger Cattle Companies. Saturday, February 12th, 3 p.m. at the CK Cattle Sale Facility, Highmore. Selling 90 Sim and Sim Angus bulls, along with 40 bred heifers. High quality, functional cattle that will work in any situation asked of them. Complete performance and ultrasound data available on the bulls. Check out ckeffling.com or call my dad, Chris Effling, 605-769-0142. Sale will be broadcast on DV Auction.
Back in Highmore, out of the Pirate timeout as they trail the Burke Cougars 14-6. High school basketball here. As you listen, we're driven by the Office of Highway Safety, the state of South Dakota, who reminds us, if you drink, don't drive. This is regional high school basketball on 94.5 KPLO-FM out of Reliance and Chamberlain, 100.5 Pier and Fort Pierce. Covering the Highmore and Herald areas in South Central, South Dakota as well. I'm Brian Oakland with John Neff in studio. A steal by the Cougars working it up. And an entry pass from Reed Benter to Brogan Glover. An easy bucket up and in. Highmore Herald comes the other way, and they'll get a layup up in. And that's Carson Stevenson, who checked in for Grady Asby in that timeout recently. 16-8, updated score. A steal for Trey Cowan underneath as Burke is unable to connect on the entry pass. Pirates with a chance to look for more. Peyton McDonald back to Stevenson. He'll drive left side progress. Now kick out McDonald for three here from Lamont. That's no good. Long rebound is down to Witt. Cougars, boy, they move quickly, and up and in it goes for Bryce Frank. Good for two on the layup. 18-8, high scoring first period for the visiting Cougars here as we hit the 2:15 mark. Still plenty of time left here in quarter number one. Lamont in trouble. Tipped pass, but at center circle, there's Stevenson to pick it up. On the move, Trey Knox as he drives baseline, but he steps on the baseline. And turnover number two for Highmore Herald. Tell you what, if you watch Highmore Herald here on our live video stream with live ticket, Mrs. Marianne Moore for doing the camera in this ball game, you may be able to see orange shoelaces, bright orange laces on some of the kids for Highmore Herald, and even bright orange shoes for Trayton Knox. We'll mention that in a moment. There's another drive for Ben Witt, and these guards for Burke are every bit as good as advertised so far. A 12-point lead for the Cougars. On the move here, Mason Knox, a 6-foot junior, handing off to Trayton Knox, who drives into traffic. Challenges the defense, draws the foul, will go to the free throw line. But these orange shoes and laces from the Highmore Herald Pirates, as they show togetherness and awareness for a young man up at Falkton area, Region 2B, Caden Hammond, who has recently been diagnosed with leukemia. So the orange laces showing for the Highmore Herald Pirates support of their friendly rival from up north a ways. Trey Knox at the free throw line missed the first. He gets the second. The foul was to Nick Nelson of the Cougars, his first personal. And, of course, we'll send our best wishes to the Falkton Trojans and Caden Heyman in his battle that he has to come. Loose basketball picked up by the Pirates. Turnover number three for the Cougars, 20-9, though. Burke has the lead with 75 seconds to play. Quarter number one is Knox backs in, but I thought he traveled with it, but it's a foul called first before he got the kick out. And this one will go to, did he say number three or four? I guess it was Bryce Frank, his first. I was thinking Nick Nelson, though. The inbound to the free throw line, and the shot is up and good for Mason Knox. That's his first basket of the night off the bench. 1 minute to play. Highmore Herald with a couple buckets in a row. Actually, three unanswered points. Here is a pull-up for Benter, and that's no good. And Trey Knox will come down with it. Benter missing that one in and out. 9-point Cougar lead, but the Pirates looking for more to cut into that deficit. Stevenson, hesitation, picks his dribble up at the left elbow. Kicks it out to Bryce Burke, a 6'1 junior. Bryce will drive, and the shot will fall. Does it count, or is that an offensive foul? Actually, there's no foul. I didn't see really what happened. Travel. Okay, thank you. 30 seconds left. Sometimes there's just too much information to try to keep up with on the stat sheet. You look down for a second, and you get caught blinking, and you miss something happening on the floor. 15 seconds to go, quarter number one. Cougars lead 20-11. And now Ben Witt, who tried to put it in motion, has his pocket picked. Stevenson with a line drive three up, no good in the last effort here in quarter number one. And on the Darren Boyle Sales scoreboard, action packed, but Burke with a 20-11 lead at the end of one quarter of play. Darren Boyle Sales with the lot to farm machinery and equipment on Sail Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Online, DarrenBoyleSales.com. 60 seconds, quarter number two is next. Regional high school basketball is on KPLO.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast broasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate Clothing, so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
Back in Highmore, going to the second quarter. Cougars have the basketball with a 20-11 lead. As they try to pass on the lob in the alley-oop from the left side of the low right block. Pass knocked away by the Pirates. Here's a Nick Nelson three as they got it back. But Nelson, no good. Rebound is down to Bryce Burke and the Pirates. Grady Osby back in there to set it up. Trey Knox here to Mason Knox. Carson Stevenson still in there to start the second period as well. 30 seconds gone by here in the quarter. Brogan Glover gets in there to take the steal away. He almost went out of bounds, saves it, but it's off the body of the nearest Highmore Pirate, and that will be turnover number four for Highmore Herald. 20-11, the Cougars shoot 9 of 13 unofficially on the floor in that first period. Hitting one three-pointer in three tries. There's Ben Witt underneath the Glover. Pass shot altered, but a foul called. Scott Petkarek talking keys to success. And again, these three guards, if I'm seeing good things from every one of them, from Burke, Ben Witt, Bryce Frank, Reed Benter, but in particular, the passing ability of Ben Witt. Trying to get an assist here is Glover at the free throw line, unable to hit the first of two. Second one is up and good. 21-11, the lead back to 10. Burke pressing, but the Pirates break it, and on the drive is Bryce Burke. He'll put it up and in for two. Back to an eight-point game here. Asby over pursues, going for the steal. Ben Witt with an open shot from the right baseline. That's up and good. His third field goal of the night. Asby stops the dribble in the backcourt, but a good pass up ahead and a blocked shot here. No, Nelson called for the foul. That'll send Trey Knox to the free throw line. Nick Nelson with his second personal now for the Cougars. He may have to check out here for a spell. 6:41, still a lot of time left in the first period. Knox at the stripe to shoot two. The first one is good. Another one upcoming here. And those bright orange shoes, fluorescent for Trey Knox. Good enough for two for two here. Three for four on the night. Pirates again back within eight. Scott Petkarek will get a substitution in. Bryce Burke has played a couple of good minutes. Justin Wiesler will try to add to that. A 6'1" senior on for the first time. 23-15. Cougars up from down south to play the Action Club Classic here against the home team Pirates. 6:30 to go. Oops, and miscommunication. Nice catch across the way. A one-handed grab from a guy with a little bottle of water in there. Nothing more. That was just miscommunication, though, for the Cougars, and before the inbound, all the buzzer sounded, so Burke will get a substitution in here as Reed Benter checks out. Sawyer Teachin, a 5'6 junior, on for the first time. 23-15 Cougars. Good ball game here so far. Be up to Highmore Herald to try to keep pace with this high-powered Cougar offense. And a tipped pass taken away. Witt up ahead. Frank with the reverse with a right hand on the left side. It might have been Teachin who just got in there to tip that pass, get the steal, and now we've got a foul here. Cougars aggressive on defense, but a little too much this time, and Bryce Frank picks up his second personal foul. He'll want to be careful here for the rest of the 6 minutes we've got left in the first half. Pirates will work it around far side, left wing. Here comes Knox back up top. Now Carter Lamont jump step into traffic, loses his balance, forces a shot up. It's off the mark, no good. Knocked away, out of bounds. It goes to Burke. Under 6 minutes to play, and oh, almost a mistake with more miscommunication in that backcourt from Burke, but they keep it alive. Here's Frank across the timeline. New big fella in there, Jaden Swan, is a 6'3 junior playing the post for the Cougars. Witt on the wing near side. Back to Bryce Frank. Tries to get around McDonald. Swan with the screen. He gets the pass underneath, but then happy feet. He'll travel with it, and that'll be a turnover. Back to Highmore Herald. It'll go. Play stoppage here. Grady Asby checks in for the Pirates as Mason Knox coming out. 5:23 to play. First half, still 25-15. Scoring has slowed a little bit so far here in our second period. McDonald through Wiesler, swing it over through Asby to the far side. Lamont back to Asby, now inside the free throw line. Kick out here from McDonald. Lamont, Asby, NBA range, and then some. The long three comes up well short. Out of bounds it'll go. 3 minutes in, five to go here in the second. 25-15, still a 10-point lead for Burke. Right to left. They'll bring it across the timeline. Frank putting it in motion. Hands off to Witt. He'll find space. Fire from 17, but this is up no good. His first miss of the night. Peyton McDonald down with the rebound. He'll kick out. Knox for three is good. Trayton Knox from Peyton McDonald. And Highmore Herald within single digits again. 25-18 with 4.5 minutes to play in the first half. Burke to Swan. Down to the left wing here with it, Ben Witt. Asby right there with him. Still in there teaching. He'll hand it off, top of the key. Three ball, no good here for Frank. And McDonald will bring down the rebound again. Cougars just one out of five from long range. Knox on the other side thought about three after he hit one from the right side a moment ago. Highmore Herald around the perimeter. Now into the high post. Shot up on the turnaround. No good for McDonald, but underneath is Trayton Knox, who gets the offensive rebound and the putback. That's five in a row for Trayton Knox, who has brought his team back from 10 down into a 5-point deficit, cutting it in half. Witt picks the dribble up, finds Frank, top of the key. Hesitation, pull-up shot. Maybe not the one he wanted, but it is up no good. But here's Teachin in the backcourt getting a steal away. Now a three ball in the corner. No good. Teachin will run down the rebound, though. Burke will work it inside. Swan with space, but too much on the shoulder. And an offensive foul. He put it up and in. Highmore Herald thinks that's a timeout. Actually, both teams thinking it's a timeout, but it was just a signal. Oh, there will be a timeout called by the Cougars. An Agtegra 60-second break. Let's take 60, and we're back. Let's take 30 instead. 25-20. It's Burke on top of Highmore Herald and Agtegra timeout. We're back with more high school basketball, KPLO.
Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Brettfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC.
Second quarter, welcome back to Highmore. 3:16 to play, 25-20. Pirates hanging tough against an 11-2 ball club in Burke. But again, Highmore Herald is coming in on this, in this one, winning five out of their last six. Both of these teams with a couple of games coming up next week, a couple of games the week to follow as they ready themselves for postseason play. Entry pass is no good. Knocked away by Knox and company. Burke has picked up 8 turnovers now. Trayton Knox with it as we hit the 3-minute mark of the second period. Carson Stevenson back in there out of the timeout. Gives it to Peyton McDonald. A little hardware on that left knee. Nice spin move. McDonald is up and in. 7 unanswered for Highmore Herald. A 10-point deficit is down to 3. It's 25-22. Burke with the basketball. Moving right to left. Up top, Ben Witt. With it against Stevenson. Tries to step back. Stevenson stays right with him. Reed Benter. Now a handoff to Bryce Frank. Now Nick Nelson. Multicolored shoes and laces for Nick Nelson. Shot clock is under 10, down to 6 and 5. The entry pass up for Glover and no good, but a foul called here. Justin Wiesler will pick up his first personal. Team foul number 4 for the Pirates, but a 2-shot opportunity here for Brogan Glover, the 6'2 senior. One dribble, he eyes the mark, gets in the crouch, comes out of it, fires and hits. And another one coming here for Glover. 2:16 to play, a 4-point edge. Glover looks for one more, and it's good. Brogan Glover now with 10 points to lead the Cougars, 27-25, or 27-22 rather, our score. 2 minutes and change to play. Pirates will weave it out around the top of the key. Here's McDonald now open for 3, and he hits it. Peyton McDonald with some pretty baskets here of late in the second period. Now 27-25. As we continue here in the second quarter. Good looking jump shot, but it's off the mark. No good. Nick Nelson underneath. Shot won't go. Got his own rebound. Comes back right side and can't get it to go. But Nick Nelson working hard will go to the free throw line this time. Fouled in the act of shooting. First personal here for Carter Lamont. Fymore Herald. Scott Pekarik will send Mason Knox to the scorer's table. He'll check in as Nelson has the first of 2 home. And a 3-point play earlier. Gets his first one there this time. And a chance for one more. Clock at 1:38 in the second period. Second free throw's good. Burke now 6 out of 7 from the stripe here in the first half. Pirates with it, trailing by 4, 29-25. As McDonald backs it out to reset. On the move with it, Lamont stops his dribble. Out to the left side, here comes Wiesler driving, and that's up and in. That's not Wiesler, that's 13, Carson Stevenson. Good drive there, back within 2 come the Pirates. It's Ben Witt. He got Stevenson in the air, and a drive is too strong off the glass. Witt underneath with his own rebound. And an even prettier reverse. It's up and good. Witt just padding his stats with an offensive rebound before the score. Well played. 31-27 here. There's another drive by McDonald, and it's up and good. And we're having fun here in our 8th and final game of the Action Club Classic. 40 seconds we count down. Witt backs out beyond the perimeter. Gets to Glover. Now coming near side with it, Benter. Frank with a quick first step around McDonald. He'll lay it up and in. Bryce Frank with 8 points. 33-29. 25 seconds to play. Shot clock is off. Winding down the first half here. Highmore Herald looking for something to close out. A pretty well played first half. Staying right with these highly touted Burke Cougars. 5 seconds to shoot. Long 3, McDonald up no good, looking for a rebound, and touched out of bounds by the Pirates. Only 3/10 of a second left here in the second period. Not much time for Burke to do much of anything, obviously. It's not going to happen as Frank jumps into the defender, but your Darren Boyle Sales scoreboard at halftime gives us a pretty good ball game. It's Burke 33, Highmore Herald 29. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales with the lot to farm machinery and equipment on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. and take a look at DarrenBoylesSales.com as well. We'll pause for 3 minutes this time. Our halftime break coming up. It's brought to you by Ray Hybrids and your Ray Hybrid seed dealer, Byright Seeds as well. You're listening to Regional High School Basketball from the Action Club Classic in Highmore, 94.5 KPLO, DRGNews.com.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Byright Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Bowl Crossing Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255. Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224 or online at www.venturecom.net.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
Welcome back to Highmore and our Byright Seeds halftime break as the Pirates hanging tough, but it is Burke. 11-2 on the season, leading 33-29 after a hot start for the Cougars. 9-13. They go 4-12 in the second period, 13-25 overall, still 52%. 1-6 from outside the arc, and a pretty good 6-7 from the line as well. The Cougars are led by Brogan Glover with 10 points, Ben Witt and Bryce Frank in that talented backfield, 8 points apiece. Nick Nelson with 5, and Reed Benter has 2. For the Cougars. As for the Pirates, they're shooting pretty well also. 4-10 in the first period, but 7-11 in the second quarter. 11-21 overall, and a 2-8 effort outside the arc. 5-6 from the free throw line. Peyton McDonald with a 7-point second period, leading all scorers with 11. Trayton Knox has 8 points, including a 3-ball down. 4 points as well for Carson Stevenson off the bench. Bryce Burke has 2. Mason Knox and Trake Cowan also with 2 points as we've got a 33-29 ball game here. Both teams with 9 rebounds overall, but a 5-2 advantage to the Cougars on the offensive side. Highmore Herald with just 6 turnovers. Burke has 8, but the Cougars have a 7-3 advantage in the assist column. 4 of those from Ben Witt as well to lead the way. 33-29 our score with Burke on top. As we'll pause for 2 minutes again, more coming up with our Buy Right Seats halftime break. This is High School Basketball on KPLO.
At Titan Machinery, they know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial genuine parts. For CNH Industrial genuine parts, visit your area Titan Machinery location.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
DRG Media Group and Andrea Royer Studio are giving you a chance to win unlimited yoga classes for a year. Enter the contest daily on your favorite DRG Media Group station page on drgnews.com now until World Yoga Day on February 22nd. Be watching for the 40 Days of Yoga coming in March to the Andrea Royer Studio.
This contest is made possible by our friends at Lindane Used Furniture and More, The Long Branch, River Cities Public Transit, Eisman Homes, Slumberland Furniture, Masterpiece One Stop Smoke Shop, and Andrea Royer Studio.
Welcome back to Highmore. Continuing halftime, 33-29. So far, this is the best game of the day. We've had a lot of blowouts. In fact, here's a quick rundown of what has happened. Girls basketball to start the day. Lower Brule dispatched North Central 67-44. Jones County and Boys Hoops defeats North Central as well, 63-31. Then the Jones County girls over Harriet Selby area. A bit of a surprise in the margin of victory here, 54-25. Wolverines struggled in that one. They struggled in the boys game as well, won by Gregory in the fourth game of the day. Gorillas win that one 66-42. Gregory Lady Gorillas over Leola Frederick, 47-21. Then Phillips Boys over Leola Frederick, 62-34. And in our first game here in the evening doubleheader, Highmore Herald's girls defeating Phillip, 53-34. And Burke leading Highmore Herald's boys by four at the break. Upcoming action here, we've got a girls' tilt on Tuesday night. Hopefully Darren Boyle will be ready to go as the Chamberlain Lady Cubs host the Lyman Raiders. And a 7:30 pregame, 7:45 or so the opening tip in that one. And then, Darren, on Friday, we'll follow Lyman and Jones County girls to the DWU Classic. They'll be playing that in the Salem Armory, hosted by McCook Central Montrose, but put on by Dakota Wesley. And there will be games with Lyman and Jones County Friday. And I believe Lyman will have a boys game on Saturday as well from the DWU Classic next weekend. Upcoming action here on KPLO. And upcoming action for both of these teams. In fact, let's go back to the girls game. The Phillip Scotties, who played in that one, have a matchup with Jones County coming up on Tuesday. Should be a good ball game there. They'll go to Lyman on Thursday. And they've got Faith and White River next week on their schedule with four games to go before they get into Region 7B. Play right now. The Scotties coming in 8-7. We're the sixth seeded team out of 10. Highmore Herald's girls, well, the girls and the boys have a pair of double headers this week. They go to Hitchcock Tulare on Tuesday night, and then they'll host Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Both those teams out of the 281 conference. That will be their next home contest here at the Hyde County Memorial Auditorium. The Highmore Herald girls have a home date with Ipswich next week, and then also a matchup at Miller, which will be heard right here on KPLO and seen at drgnews.com. So a quick look at the boys' schedule as well for Highmore Herald. Hitchcock Tulare on the road Tuesday. Sanborn Central Woonsocket at home on Friday with those doubleheaders. Their last two games will be on KPLO. February 18th, they'll go to Gettysburg to take on Potter County. And then they'll host Miller on Friday night, February 25th. Burke with home dates with Bonham and Kimball Whitelake coming up on Tuesday and Thursday in the week ahead. Well, here we go to the second half, a 33-29 lead for the Burke Cougars, but it's Highmore Herald on the opening possession. The drive for, I believe that was McDonald, up no good. Trey Cowan has a follow-up that will not go either. And then Burke down with the rebound. Cougars heading left to right here. Starting five in there for both teams. Witt, Frank, Benter, Nelson, and Glover, the starters for the Cougars. Defending are Asby, Lamont, McDonald, Knox, and Cowan for the Pirates. Ben Witt for three. Top of the key, no good. Trey Cowan down with the rebound. Up, it's Carson Stevenson in for Asby to start this third quarter. They get a pass inside, and Cowan with the pump fake. It's up and in. And we have a delay of game warning on Peyton McDonald. It looks like he may have pushed the basketball in the wrong direction. So that is a warning if that happens again for anybody on that on the Highmore Herald team, then they would have a technical foul. First minute in, Highmore Herald within two, 33-31, as they strike first here in the third quarter. Off of the left elbow, Ben Witt, nowhere to go. Kicks back, Bryce Frank. Now to the near side and a long pass to Nick Nelson. He'll give off to Reed Benter. Shot clock approaching 10 now for the Cougars. Second possession of the second half. Nelson up top. Crowd is counting it down. 4 seconds to three. Witt's got to do something quick. He'll heave one up from the corner. Does draw iron. Nice rebound on the backside for Trey Knox. And up the way, far sideline, a Reed Benter blocking foul will be his first whistle of the second half for the sake of a foul. And Carter Lamont will venture into the backcourt to take the inbound from the far side. Pirates in home white, red numbers, black trim. Heading from right to left, a screen and roll, but a quick pass through the hands of Cowan from McDonald. Picked off by Bryce Frank. Now a three ball off glass. Good for Ben Witt. Tough angle there. I doubt that's what he had in mind. But 2 minutes in, it's a five-point lead in the second half for the Cougars. Cougars have led by double digits in much of the first quarter here, but Highmore Herald outscored them 18-13 in the third period. How about a Trayton Knox three ball? As Knox continues to provide 11 points, 36-34, a three for Burke is answered by a three for Highmore Herald. Now a Pirate foul on the drive as Bryce Frank tried to slice and dice. First substitution for the Cougars will bring Sawyer Teachin, the 5'6 junior, in. It's only 5'6, but he played well off the bench in that first half. He's on the move, driving into traffic. Shot up no good. He's put to the floor, though, and Teachin will go to the free throw line. With 5:29 here in the third period, foul goes to Carter Lamont. That'll be his second. And two shots coming here for Teachin, but the first one is up no good off the back of the rim. 36-34. Two-point lead for Burke. And the second free throw, that also rimming in and out, no good. As Knox is up high for the rebound. Trey with a fake up top of the key finds Stevenson right side. And on the move here, McDonald. On the perimeter, Lamont back to McDonald. Here's Stevenson with it. Zips it across this near side. On the move. Up too high for Lamont off the glass, but kept alive and up and in. Once again, it is Trayton Knox. Offensive rebound, second chance basket. We are tied for the first time tonight. 36-36. Pirates playing spirited ball. Here's Burt with Nick Nelson. Tough shot up. no good. Cowan down with the rebound. Pirates can take their first lead of the night here if they get another one to go. Right side with it, Stevenson, but we've got an offensive foul. Moving screen here underneath for Cowan. Drake second. Third overall in the second half for Highmore Herald. And Burke will inbound. Peyton McDonald just showing his presence in the backcourt, but he'll back off now as Burke will set it up. From left to right, pass inside as Witt is blocked by Cowan, but it's kept alive by the Cougars. Cowan beyond the arc, down to Nelson, back to Cowan to reset. Cowan hesitates and goes, and dipsy-doos up and under both Cowan and Knox. Prettiest basket of the night. This one for Ben Witt, who has 5.5, 13 in the game. 38-36, Cougars back on top, but by just a slim margin. Far side with it, it's Stevenson. He'll get the screen, the bounce pass on the roll, down underneath the Cowan, double-teamed. He'll kick it back out. Good patience there. Here's McDonald for three, left side, that's off the mark. Going backside, looking for the rebound. No, it's not there. Witt down with it, the two-on-one up ahead. Witt will take the foul and go to the free throw line. A lot of fast-paced ball here tonight, up and down, but this one, the second personal for Peyton McDonald. Pirates now already with four fouls in the second half to only one for Burke. Free throw for Witt. We'll get the roll. Ben Witt starting to assert his control of this basketball game. This scoring sense, at least, as Trey Cowan checks out for Highmore Herald. Mason Knox, a 6-foot junior, is in. In and out, back in again for the second free throw for Ben Witt, now with 15 points. Suddenly four in a row for Burke, has them up by two possessions, 40-36 here third quarter. And we got a travel here on Trayton Knox. Picked up his dribble and then apparently picked up his pivot foot as well as he passed it back to the top of the key. 3:15 to go, third quarter. Eighth and final game here. Fourth of four games on KPLO, sixth of six games on DRG Media Group stations today, including a couple that we put on KMLO FM as well. 3 minutes and counting down, third quarter here. 12 to shoot, up and under. Nick Nelson, no good, got his own rebound. Didn't draw iron, though, but he kicks it out, and that's a three for Bryce Frank. Nelson kept it alive and gets the assist as well. Talk about padding your stats, an offensive rebound and an assist. Good job, young man. Screen and roll once again. Tipped pass. Pirates keep it alive. Here's Mason Knox for three. Bingo. Knox with the long one. His second field goal. 7-point deficit cut to four now. 43-39. We've got a whistle and now a foul away from the basketball. Going to the Cougars is Bryce Frank with the look of intrigue, let's call it. Didn't expect to be called one for one there. Turnover number nine for the Cougars. Clayton Steele getting the explanation. Veteran head coach. He didn't like the call. Pirates on the move, got it down low to the corner, but back out, now to the wing again, left side, near side. On the move is McDonald, spins, nowhere to go. He'll find Stevenson. Now low to the wing again, left side. Mason Knox, McDonald, shot clock, the long possession going again. Five to shoot, Lamont spins, challenges, Nelson will draw the foul, and a two-shot opportunity. And Carter Lamont with a chance to shoot two. Nick Nelson picking up his third now. So Nelson and Frank both with three fouls. This one's getting interesting, I think, on paper, obviously. And schedule-wise, record-wise, you got to look at Burke as the favored team here. But Highmore Herald really playing well tonight. Lamont, though, cannot get the first of two. He'll try another. Team foul number 3 for Burke, by the way. Lamont gets his first point of the night on the second free throw. 43-40. Pirates back within 3. Bryce Frank to set things up. To Ben Witt in front of the bench, near side. Reed Benter back in there. Up top, Nick Nelson now with 1.5 minutes to go. Third quarter. 3-point game. Hang time. Jumper up. No good off the glass, but followed. Kept alive, rather, by Frank. And a kick out in the long 3 here is no good for Witt. Pulled down by the Pirates. Up ahead, they'll come. And on the move, Lamont finally gives it up. 1 minute to go, third quarter, 43-40. Mason Knox got the screen, but good switching off defense. Is McDonald with a step back 2 from the half circle. No good. Glover with a strong rebound, and he'll be fouled. Peyton McDonald shot the ball very well in that second period in particular, trying to keep the rhythm, but he is 0-for-3 so far here in the third period. And as Carter Lamont picks up his third personal, that's the first Pirate with that many. Team foul number 5 now. Playing through the final minute of quarter number 3. Still a 3-point Cougar lead as they look to add. Bryce Burke on for the first time in the second half in place of Lamont in a little bit of foul trouble. Out to the corner goes Bryce Frank, but through the hands of Ben Witt on the pass. Fumbled pass taken away by the Pirates. Turnover number 10 for Burke. Highmore Herald with a shot clock that is turned off. Burke picks up his dribble. Back out to McDonald. He'll reset. Still plenty of time. 12 seconds counting down. Trayton Knox now to put it in motion to Carson Stevenson. Gets the screen. No roll available. Here's McDonald. Loose basketball. Frank will pick it up. He'll fire for a long 3, but it's off the mark. No good. The turnover to close out the quarter on the steal to Bryce Frank. And Burke will lead by 3 as we'll go to the fourth quarter. The Darren Boyle Sales scoreboard reads Burke 43, Highmore Herald 40. Darren Boyle Sales is on Sale Barn Road with a lot of farm machinery and equipment and available online too at DRG News. DRG News, that's where you'll find the live video, DarrenBoyleSales.com. We're back in 60 seconds, quarter number 4, high school basketball on KPLO.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customer's smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with 4 senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new, or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Welcome back to Highmore, the best game of the day, the final one, as Burke will start on offense with a 43-40 lead. They work it inside on the baseline. Shot up and good for Brogan Glover, and he'll go to the free throw line and a chance to finish a 3-point play as a foul is called on Mason Knox. Just 10 seconds in, Burke seemed to know what they wanted to do right out of that quarter break as Glover hits the free throw, doubles the lead. 46-40 here, just underway in quarter number 4. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play, John Neff in studio. Been a good day of coverage here, and again, some good matchups as it turned out, but a lot of blowouts, which were a little bit unexpected over the course of the day today. Top of the key, Pirates working for the best shots on the drive. It's McDonald. He'll get the little bump along with that and a chance at a 3-point play for Peyton McDonald. The official here signaling this one on Brogan Glover, number 2 for him. as McDonald tries to answer a three-point play from Glover with one of his own, and he does. Peyton McDonald with his 14th point of the night. On the move is Witt. Had to reach for a reverse. No good. Kept alive. Nick Nelson underneath, and we'll have a Pirate foul on the floor. Now, Ben Witt has been able to generate a lot of offense. Tried to maybe go to the well one too many times on that one. Just got caught in no man's land. But fortunately, Nick Nelson there to bail him out. And Carson Stevenson will pick up a foul. His first for the Pirates. But that's team foul number 7. This is a 1-1, but Nelson hits the front end. So the Cougars are in the bonus here now with a 4-point lead, 47-43. Burke themselves has only committed 4 fouls. They've got a couple to give. Second free throw for Nelson is good. 6'2 junior having a pretty good ball game. Give him 7 points. Supporting the cause and a 5-point Cougar lead. Stevenson picks the dribble up, leans one down to Knox, that's up and good for 2. Trayton Knox with another basket down. He's sitting on 15 now to lead the Pirates. Looking for a steal is Mason Knox. He had it, but then he tried to push away Bryce Frank. And Mason Knox will be called for his second here. And a 1-1 sending the Cougars to the free throw line. Bryce Frank with an opportunity. Back irons the front end of the 1-1, his first attempt of the day. Rebound down to the Pirates. Far side out on the wing, it's Stevenson. Mason Knox with it. Pirates have Bryce Burke in there now too. High receive, McDonald with the extra pass through traffic. Up and good for Trayton Knox, who continues to impress. 1-point ball game here. 48-47. And a stutter step travel on that first step by Reed Benter. As Burke will give the possession away. Benter obviously just trying to make a play. He's shown a really good first step, just a little too good that time. Mason Knox hounded by Frank. Pirates get it to McDonald. He'll take it down to the corner. Now doesn't like it there. It's back to Carson Stevenson. Handed off Bryce Burke. 6 minutes to play. Fourth quarter. 15 on the shot clock. McDonald looking to drive. Right side. Foul. Ooh, he didn't use the glass. Otherwise, his chances might have improved. But Peyton McDonald will go to the free throw line and a chance to give Highmore Herald their first lead of the game. This is Glover picking up his third. There's team foul number 5. But this one in the act of shooting gives him 2 opportunities. First one is no good. Off the back of the rim. McDonald playing a great ball game here tonight. He's got 14 points. Mentioned Trey Knox with 15. Second free throw coming, looking to tie. And this is good with a good shooter's touch. Second tie in the game. We were tied at 36 in the third period. We're tied at 48 now here in the fourth. Under 6 minutes to go. A lot of time. Who knows what will happen before this one comes to an end. Here's Ben Witt, top of the key with it, stops and goes, spins, hang time, shot up no good, follow in the air no good as well. Benter had an opportunity there, but just couldn't get it to go. Frank flies by, Mason Knox gives off to McDonald, he'll try a floater, but that went off the mark. If it wasn't blocked, it was at least altered. Taken back away by the Burke Cougars. Highmore fans want defense. Cougars need some offense. There's another stutter step travel on Benter. I didn't see the first one, but this one a little more obvious. Back-to-back travels for Benter trying to drive on that quick first step. 5:12 to go. Still tied at 48-48. Pirates, who's a risky pass, but Frank couldn't get it. McDonald still with it, driving now. Knox down low, tough shot over a couple of defenders at a tough angle as well behind the backboard. Couldn't get it to go, and it's knocked away by the Pirates as Bryce Burke was working hard underneath. Still tied. Burke with just 2 losses on the season. Good action coming up. Well, I tell you what, with Platte Geddes, who is the number one seed in Region 6B. That's some Platte Geddes action with Chamberlain here in the last week on KPLO. That's a couple of teams to watch in the South Central part of the state. On the drive, Witt is fouled. Here, Stevenson picks up his second personal. And Ben Witt will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And the first one is good. That's his first free throw attempt since I guess he had his other two, which he made both in the third period. Bryce Burke checking out. Carter Lamont back in with his three personal fouls. Ben Witt, second free throw. First one gave him the lead back. Second one is good. And Clayton Steele will take a Burke Cougar timeout. 60-second break here. AgTegra timeouts. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start with your local AgTegra cooperative today. 50-48 Cougars. We're back in 60 seconds. High school basketball is on KPLO.
Don't miss the 5th annual production sale of CK Cattle and Wagger Cattle Companies. Saturday, February 12th, 3 p.m. at the CK Cattle Sale Facility, Highmore. Selling 90 Sim and Sim Angus bulls, along with 40 bred heifers. High-quality, functional cattle that will work in any situation asked of them. Complete performance and ultrasound data available on the bulls. Check out ckeffling.com or call my dad, Chris Effling, 605-769-0142. Sale will be broadcast on DV Auction.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate Clothing so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
Back in Highmore, good ball game going, 50-48. The Cougars lead the Pirates, but Highmore Herald with the basketball. Tip of a pass caught up into the air, and a takeaway here, turnover number 10 by the Pirates. As Burke looks to add to this two-point advantage. Eight games today we started early this morning. Actually, usually this tournament is well ahead of schedule, but we've had a lot of running clock in various ball games today with 30-point-plus leads. We didn't have a running clock even though Highmore Herald had leads up to 20 on Phillip. They won that one by 19, 53-34, but very rarely do these games put us at the end of the night on time. Had a foul on the floor, by the way, for Peyton McDonald, his third. A double bonus opportunity for the Cougars here, and Bryce Frank gets the first to go. He'll get another one, and that is up and in and out. No good. Down to the Pirates. Lamont pushes it ahead. Pirates trailing by three here, under 4 minutes to go. We're halfway through. And a timeout will be taken by Scott Bekarek. He sensed a little bit of trouble, so another AgTegra break in the action here. Let's take 30. And we're back. It's 51-48 Cougars on KPLO.
The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
Back in Highmore, and be honest with you, I haven't been keeping a very good track of timeouts, but I think that's just the second timeout taken by the Pirates, and we just had the second one taken a short time ago by the Cougars as well, so we'll assume three to go for each team. 3:45 to play. On the move comes Carter Lamont. Kept the dribble alive, but now picks it up. Needs help. Finds McDonald out on the wing. 10 on the shot clock. McDonald from 12 feet out. No good. Rebound tip, though, right back to him. And the Pirates get a new shot clock here. Back it back out. Still trailing by 3. 51-48. McDonald looking to drive. That's been a big part of the offense. Here's a block and a foul. Jordan Hopp, does that shot count? I don't believe. The foul was, or the whistle was blown earlier than the shot, so no continuation here for McDonald. But the foul is a big one for the Cougars, their fourth personal to Brogan Glover. And that is their last to give, so still no free throws here. Now Frank will tip one from behind. I think he might have got a little more than the ball on that one, perhaps, but Cougars with the basketball, turnover number 11 for Highmore Herald. 3:05, counting down, Witt, stop and go. In the lane, the floater is up and good. Not quite sure how he got that one to fall, but that's a big basket, a two-possession lead for the Cougars, 53-48. Here's McDonald again. Knox is open for three in the corner, off the back of the rim, no good. Glover will rebound. Up ahead go the Cougars, see if they start to take their time a little bit. Well, Witt will penetrate, tries to feed underneath the Glover. The Pirates will shove him a little bit. And 1-3, Stevenson with his third personal foul. And again, double bonus for Highmore Herald. I should say for Burke. Highmore Herald with 10-plus fouls in the second half. Burke, by the way, has the Pirates in a 1-1 bonus as it stands right now. And Witt gets the first one here. 6-point advantage, looking for one more, and that is good. Ben Witt, 7-for-7 on the line tonight. 12 points in the second half. He's up to 20 now overall. Scott Pekarek concerned about that guard play from the Burke Cougars. We can see why. Witt, Frank, Benter in particular, all of them pretty good, but Ben Witt's having some kind of ball game. Here's McDonald in the corner. Up top now, Carter Lamont down to 10 to shoot again. The Burke defense is starting to get a little bit better and denying some of these driving lanes that Highmore Herald has been feasting on for much of the night. And now two Pirates battle for a rebound off of a miss from Peyton McDonald, and they'll knock it away from each other and out of bounds. So Burke's starting to get a little more comfortable with the lead here. They lead by 7 and a chance to add more to it. Under 2 minutes to play, 55-48. Witt resets. Benter to the high post off the right elbow, and now driving is Bryce Frank. He hits the deck out of control, and Glover with an offensive rebound on the back side. Big play there. He'll be fouled on the way back up. As McDonald, the guilty party, that's going to be number 4. Nope, they only have him at 3. Check it, it was Mason Knox, not McDonald, his third. And Glover hits the first of 2 here. Cougars really doing a good job of the free throw line here, especially in the fourth quarter. 9 out of 11, looking for another one in the quarter, and that is good. 57-48. Highmore Herald will take a timeout. Suddenly a 9-0 run for the Cougars here with 1:41 to play. Let's pause for 30 seconds and a full timeout to the Pirates. We're back after this Agtegra break in the action. It's high school basketball on KPLO.
Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Redfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC.
Timeouts of KPLO Sports Broadcast brought to you by Agtegra, reminding you Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, who says buzz driving is drunk driving. We are KPLO 94.5 FM out of Reliance, Chamberlain, Highmore Herald, and South Central South Dakota. 100.5 in Pier, Fort Pier, drgnews.com with live ticket providing the streaming of video. Thanks to Mrs. M for running the camera here tonight. And good ball game here to close out today's festivities. Still time, but Highmore Herald going to need to make some shots. Carter Lamont for 3. Out of the timeout, no good. And a foul called here. A backside offensive rebound goes to Carter Stevenson. And Highmore Herald's going to be put to the free throw line with a 1-1 opportunity here. Team foul number 7 for the Cougars. But Nick Nelson will pick up his 4th personal. Nelson and Glover with 4 each. And the free throw is missed, but now it's the Cougars battling for a rebound that they're not able to collect. So, Highmore Herald will inbound. Still trailing by 9, though. In the lane, pump fake, and a pretty finish here for Trayton Knox. Back within 7 come the Pirates, 57-50. Scott Pekarik didn't use a timeout there. He still has 2 left. 70 seconds to play. Nelson now with the Cougars doing a good job at spreading the floor. And using up the shot clock. Down to 15 with an even 1 minute to play. Quarter number 4. By far the best game of the day that we've had here. Nelson drives and, yep, he got fouled. Whistle was a little bit later than I expected, but we saw the contact, and Nick Nelson will go to the free throw line. And for Burke, assuming he gets at least 1 point here, I think this possession for the Cougars worked to perfection. Trayton Knox with his 2nd personal. Nelson gets the free throw. Cougars just aren't missing from the stripe. They lead by 8, 58-50 now with 51 ticks to go. 2nd free throw. Well, he missed that one. I did not try to jinx him, I promise. I don't have any reason to. It's an 8-point game. Ball tipped up in the air and another tip and a steal. I think Witt got a hand on that one, and Burke is in really good shape. Highmore Herald will foul. 35 seconds and a little shove here by Reed Benter. Maybe he didn't like the foul from Carter Lamont. And the official walking by telling him to be careful. He'll get 2 shots from the stripe. The foul is on Stevenson, though. Then Reed Benter out of the crouch. First free throw. Boy, you got a good shooter's roll on that to get it to crawl across the front of the rim, but then it bounds away on his first free throw attempt of the night. 8-point Cougar lead. 3 possessions, 35 seconds to go. 2nd free throw is no good. Knox up quickly for the rebound, wants to drive. A foul will be called on the floor here. And he got a 1-1 coming here for Trayton Knox. Trey with a good ball game. And a little bit quiet here. The official in the lane talking to both teams. And Reed Benter getting another talking to here. 1-1. Knox can't get the front end. Boy, Highmore Herald going cold at the stripe. That was a Glover rebound. And Ben Witt will be fouled by Trayton Knox. Highmore Herald looked like they were trying to foul in the backcourt, but now up front they'll get the call, and Ben Witt with free throw opportunity here, and again, the double bonus. Pirates just 2, make it 3 out of 7 from the line in the second half after 5 of 6 in the first half. Cougars have been spending a lot of time at the stripe here in this fourth quarter, but now missing 3 in a row. Witt, make it 4 in a row. They go 0 for 2 again. No, we got the first one, 59-50. Stevenson for 3 in the corner, and a timeout taken by the Pirates. Mason Knox with the feed. Carson Stevenson with the 3 ball. We've got a 6-point game, 2 possessions with 14.8 seconds left. 32nd Agtegra timeout. This is KPLO High School Boys Basketball.
Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 380. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
14.8 seconds to play. Pirates will foul out of the inbound. And Bryce Frank will go to the free throw line. Looks like Kobe Asby, 5'10 junior, into foul. Frank to shoot two here. And the first one is good, and back to a three-possession lead go the Cougars, 60-53 with 13 seconds to play. Rice Burke out. Offense for defense on the switch, and Frank with another one. Cougars in the driver's seat here. They'll improve to 12-2. McDonald kicks out. Stevenson fires a three. That's off the mark. No good. Underneath Lamont, no good. Tips it, and one more putback. That's up and good. Carter Lamont's first free throw, or first field goal of the game, but that is how this one will come to an end. A really well-played ball game on both ends of the court, but your final score on the Darren Boyle Sales scoreboard, it's Burke 61 and Highmore Herald 55. Cougars with the win go to 12-2 on the season, staying firm in that number two spot in Region 6B. Highmore Herald on a 5-out-of-6 streak coming in will fall to 8-7, but still an effort tonight for the Pirates that they can be confident about going forward. Coaches Pekarik and Steele with the conversation, and again, very well played. Applaud both of these teams. That this is the kind of ball you want to be playing down the stretch. But Burke gets the win by 6. Again, the scoreboard brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales with a lot of farm machinery and equipment, new and used, on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre and online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We pause for 3 minutes. We'll go to the post game and we'll recap along with our big plays of the game from the Golden Buffalo and your CHS River Plains player of the game still to come. And plenty to talk about along with that as the Cougars defeat the Pirates tonight on KPLO, live streaming at drgnews.com.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Bowl Crescent Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with 4 senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Don't miss the 5th Annual Production Sale of CK Cattle and Wagger Cattle Companies. Saturday, February 12th, 3 p.m. at the CK Cattle Sale Facility, Highmore. Selling 90 Sim and Sim Angus bulls, along with 40 bred heifers. High-quality, functional cattle that will work in any situation asked of them. Complete performance and ultrasound data available on the bulls. Check out ckeffling.com or call my dad, Chris Effling, 605-769-0142. Sale will be broadcast on DV Auction.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast broasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate clothing so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. from the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
Welcome back to Highmore. As, again, a lot of blowouts here today, some running clocks in second halves and things like that. They're a little ahead of schedule, but they finally got a good ball game they were hoping for. And it was Burke who had to outlast the Highmore Herald Pirates. 61-55. Ryan Oakland play-by-play for Darren Boyle here today as the Cougars got off to a real fast start, leading 20-11. And at the end of one, they had some 10-point leads in the first and early second periods. But then Highmore Herald started to shoot the basketball really well, and they got some rhythm into their offense, and they found ways to score. They outscored the Cougars 18-13 in that second period. They trailed by only four at intermission, 33-29, and back and forth in that third period as well. Pirates with an 11-10 advantage, cutting it down to three, 43-40. In fact, pulled even at 36, and then later on we were tied at 48, still early in the fourth quarter, but then a 9-0 run by the Cougars from there put them up 57-48, and they seal the deal with free throws, and Highmore Herald just didn't quite have enough in the tank as they fall six shy as 61-55, our final score in this one. Burke, they go 14 of 20 to help, speaking of sealing the deal, from the free throw line, 14 of 20 in the fourth quarter. They'll finish 22 of 31 overall from the stripe as they make good on those opportunities. On the floor, 5 of 17 in the second half, 18 out of 42 in the ball game, 3 of 13 from outside the arc. And they're led in scoring by three double-figure scorers. Ben Witt with 22 points overall leads all scorers in this one. Brogan Glover with a hard-fought 15 inside. Also Bryce Frank with 14 points. Next in line is Nick Nelson with 8. And Reed Benter actually scored the first basket of the night. But that is where he finishes with those 2 points for the Cougars. For Highmore Herald, after a 10 of 24 effort on the floor in the second half, they'll finish 21 of 45 on the game unofficially overall, 5 of 15 from outside the arc, and just 8 of 13 from the free throw line. That's a good percentage, but obviously Burke was getting to the line quite a bit more in that second half, and Highmore Herald is trying to play more aggressive defense, but they did send the Cougars to the line quite a bit in that second half, even when they didn't really need to at times as far as the game situation would have dictated. But a 14-point advantage scoring-wise on the line for the Cougars was more than enough to get this victory here tonight. Trayton Knox with a big game for the Highmore Herald Pirates. He'll finish with 19 points to lead in the losing cause. Peyton McDonald played well tonight. He gets 15 as well, but it drops off from there. Carson Stevenson with 7 points off the bench. Mason Knox will check in with 5. Trey Cowan with 4 in the post. Carter Lamont with 3. And Bryce Burke with 2 points off the bench for Highmore Herald. Your final again, 61-55. A 31-20. Let's go 21-20. Rebounding advantage there, pretty even in that stat. Highmore Herald with 6 offensive rebounds, but Burke with 10. So they did get some second-chance opportunities there. Both teams turned the ball over 12 times overall, but the Cougars have a 10-6 advantage in the ten to nine advantage in the assist column. So a lot of statistics, very even in this one. In fact, Highmore Herald with more field goals, 3 more field goals, and 2 more three-pointers than the Cougars. But again, you look at that difference on the free throw line, 22-8. Burke outscores Highmore Herald on the stripe, and they win this one by 6. 61-55, your final score. We'll take a break here if we've got business attend to back in studio with more of our sponsors who are making our coverage of high school basketball a possibility, but we've also got some things to take care of as well. Up next, we'll talk about big plays of this basketball game. The big plays are brought to you by the Golden Buffalo in Lower Brule. This is high school basketball on KPLO.
Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Redfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC.
Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Bowl Crescent Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255.
Back with more here as we talk about big plays of the game, big plays from the Golden Buffalo. And again, I'm going to go right to that fourth quarter as you got to give Highmore Herald a lot of credit. I think certainly the underdog coming into this contest, Burke 11-2, but Highmore Herald playing right with them after being down early by as many as 10 in a few junctures of that first half, but a couple of ties earned by the Pirates. They never could get the lead in this game, but that second tie at 48-48 turned into a 57-48 advantage for the Cougars. And, you know, as they are making their shots, Highmore Herald, I think, what really happened, I don't feel like Highmore Herald started pressing at that point. I think Highmore Herald was still running their offense. The problem was I think the defense got a little bit better, making adjustments by that Cougar defensive side. You saw Peyton McDonald getting some drives down the lane both sides and was able to hit his layups, but those layups were not available for McDonald or for Trayton Knox. And again, that's how they kind of scored their 34 combined points in a lot of cases. I think Burke, with just a better defensive effort, making adjustments in that fourth quarter. And again, on the offensive end, they run off 9 in a row to kind of put this one out of reach in the later stages. Highmore Herald still had their chances, but again, the shots just weren't falling when they needed them. And there it is, your series of big plays in the game that are brought to you by the Golden Buffalo in Lower Brule. And we've got a player of the game to announce as well, sponsored by CHS River Plains. We'll hear from them, and we're back to make that announcement official as post-game hardware continues here. A 61-55 win for the Burke Cougars over Highmore Herald on KPLO.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
KPLO is bringing you high school sports action every week, and CHS River Plains is bringing you the player of the game all season long. When will rivals go head-to-head? Who will make it out of the regular season? Tune into KPLO to find out which game we're bringing you next, or visit drgnews.com for schedule details. CHS River Plains, your proud sponsor of the player of the game on KPLO, helping you own every day.
Player of the game as we take a look at nominees. Certainly a well-played ball game as Trayton Knox with 19 points. Peyton McDonald with 15 as well. And again, running a lot of offense through those two. I think there's pretty well played games off the bench for guys like Carson Stevenson, Mason Knox as well. And a really good team effort by Highmore Herald, even though they come up a little bit short tonight. Coach Scott Pekarik in Keys to Success early on in this one was talking about the guards that Burke was going to bring to the table. They were cause for concern, and boy, they did play pretty well, especially Bryce Frank, who had 14 points. Brogan Glover had 15 points underneath as he played a strong game, but a lot of things went through Ben Witt tonight. He will score 22 points to lead all scorers, helps by shooting free throws in the end of this game. Went 7 of 8 from the free throw line, 5 of 6 in that final quarter. But Ben Witt with his 22 points, 4 assists, and got a couple of steals in there as well. That's a good player right there. The 6-foot senior leading the way for the Cougars tonight, a 61-55 victory. And Ben Witt is our player of the game, sponsored by CHS River Plains, serving cities throughout Central South Dakota. So the final rundown of games here today is Lower Brule's girls defeat North Central 67-44, Jones County and boys basketball over North Central 63-31. Then Jones County's girls, outstanding ball game for them, especially defensively, 54-25, defeating Harriet Selby area, who was 11-4 coming in to today's action. Gregory gets a pair of wins. The boys knocking off Harriet Selby area 66-42. The Lady Gorillas defeating Leola Frederick 47-21. Then Phillip over Leola Frederick in boys basketball 62-34. Scotty's played well today. The Scotty girls had struggles shooting in our first game of our nightcap doubleheaders, so to speak, as Highmore Herald gets the win there 53-34. And in boys basketball, of course, it is Burke 61 and Highmore Herald 55. Highmore Herald falling to 8-7 on the season. The Pirate boys and girls have doubleheaders coming up at Hitchcock Tulare in the week ahead on Tuesday, and then at home against Sanborn Central Woonsocket at Friday. Keep in mind the following week, Highmore Herald will be on the air twice, boys basketball at Potter County, Friday, February 18th, and then their season finale, the regular season finale, hosting Miller on Friday, February 25th, here on KPLO. Burke has home matches against Bonham on Tuesday and Kimball White Lake on Thursday in this week ahead. We wish them the best of luck as they play out the rest of their season, trying to stay in good standing in Region 6B. They're doing quite well now, 12-2 on the season. On your way home, don't forget the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds us to slow down in case of ice and think twice. And don't forget to buckle up as well, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. John Neff has been technical director in studio as per usual. I'm Brian Oakland, and we remind you that coverage of the Highmore Action Club Classic today has been brought to you in its entirety by Jan Bussey Ford in Highmore and by CK Cattle and Wegger Cattle Company as well. Earlier tonight, Phillip Basketball was brought to you by First National Bank in Phillip and Kennedy Implement and Phillip Motors. Coverage of high school sports on KPLO, sponsored in part by Venture Communications, Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and by the Jet Lanes. And our coverage of Highmore Herald Basketball, also sponsored by Highmore Health, American Family Insurance, the Crystal Volkwartson Agency, the Highmore Herald, Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services, Highmore Clinic and Rural Healthcare, and by Mashick Food Center of Highmore. Coverage of high school sports in on KPLO brought to you within the broadcast by the Potsdam State Farm Insurance Agency in Pierre, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, May Adam Law Firm, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Agtegra, Buy Right Seeds, Golden Buffalo Casino, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales of Fort Pierre. And your final Darren Boyle Sales scoreboard. The girls' half of our evening doubleheader, Highmore Herald over Phillip 53-34. And the nightcap, it's Burke 61 and Highmore Herald 55. Hopefully you get Darren Boyle back on the air on Tuesday night. Our next KPLO broadcast takes him to Chamberlain with the Lady Cubs host Lyman in girls' basketball coming up Tuesday night. And then action from the DWU Classic being hosted by McCook Central Montrose in Salem. Lyman and Jones County girls action Friday, Lyman boys action on Saturday in the week ahead here on 94.5 KPLO live video streaming is available on demand as well, thanks to Live Ticket for running our streaming this evening. That'll be available on the KPLO page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. For Darren Boyle, for Dustin Stortzel, for Big Daddy Dave Williams, and for John Neff in studio, I'm Brian Oakland, DRG Media Group Sports. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening, the rest of this weekend as well. Thanks for joining us. This is DRG Media Group Sports.